Thank you for returning to Believers Academy at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I'm Haley.
And I'm Jason.
And in this lesson, we are finishing up our discussions on how to stop spiritual drought. As you follow these eight steps we've discussed, that spiritual weakness will leave you. By following the pattern of the Apostle Paul that was given in 2 Timothy chapter 1, we now know how to stir ourselves up in faith, in the power of God, in the love of God, by developing a sound mind, in eternal life, in our calling of God, in God's care for us, and in the fruit of the Spirit, joy. In his care for and ministry to Timothy, Paul made this one thing very clear. The decision to stir yourself up is your choice, and it must be based on faith, not on feelings. You must stir yourself up.
The Spirit of God is already in you. Jesus is in you. You're in him. And all that you need is in God. Every resource you'll ever need to do what God has called you to do is inside you. All you need is to stir those resources up. Let this be your declaration. In Jesus' name, I choose to stir up the life of God that's within me. I'm stirring up my faith. I'm stirring up the love of God that's in me. I'm expecting to be who God created me to be. Hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus, I'm stirring up everybody around me. I am stirred up.
Yes, and that's something good to say every day.
We've come to the end of this series, Stop Spiritual Drought. I believe you are stirred up. Here are some things you can do to renew yourself, to live stirred up in the life of God. First, wake up every morning rejoicing that God is your Father.
And second, in adverse circumstances, remind yourself that God loves you and his power works in you.
Third, exercise eternal life and God's calling by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ everywhere you go.
And for additional encouragement, download the study document and do the faith activities.
Thanks for being with us. Come back soon to Believers Academy because we are continually adding a new series and we want to study with you again. Be blessed, and remember, Jesus is Lord.